Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:07 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, October 6, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga and just one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John, we lost them, but celebrate them. Guy Musto, Scranton, Patrick Skip Race, Carbondale, John Balliet, New Angola, James Vinciguerra, West Scranton, William Bill Schultz, West Hanover Township, and Howard Bud Martz, Mifflinville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Somebody texts in, Bob, the reason I'm a loyal listener like so many others is that you promote common sense, all American values that the vast majority of Americans grew up with. God, patriotism, family values, and the rejection of the open border, woke transgender ideology that wants to change and weaken our country's identity for the worst. Yep. Yep. This, and it's never ending. That's why that's that song from Lee Von Helm. The battle is over, but the war goes on. These people aren't going away. They're sick. They're dangerous. Their leadership is evil, but we will not bow to that. Hey, it's Monday. It's 11:09. That's what my Bacardo Jeweler watch says. And more importantly, it's this former Dancing with the Stars, NFL star, Penn State football star, Hall of Fame coach in Jersey, professional coach, all in football, our man, Chester Chet Parlavecchio. Chet, how are you, my man?
What's up, Bobby? How's it going this week?
Well, we had a rough weekend, didn't we?
Oh, boy. This was a... I'm sitting here saying, how are we going to do this one? This is a doozy. I mean, you know, what do you say? Obviously, you know, we do our football update every week, and you have this is obviously the highlight game in a sense that this was probably the worst defeat I can remember in current history Penn State ever going through. And I think everything now, you know, it's easy to jump on a guy and it's easy to do all that. And I'm not a fan of what, a lot of the things that they do. But this is a time for perception. As you're evaluating where Penn State is at right now after losing to UCLA, what is the perception of the game? Well, the fact for my perception is simply this. You went against a team that literally has an interim head coach, an interim offensive coordinator, two young kids. As a matter of fact, the head coach, Skipper, I worked with his father when I was with the Titans. Jim Skipper was a great man, and his son is a great kid. I remember when he was young. So you have these two rookie kids coming in there, and they devise a game plan that makes us look silly. That's an area of concern. Perception being, we got out-coached. Then you look at little things like again, things that mean something to me. You're losing the game, you're two or three scores down, you score to get back in the game, and we have an athlete that throws the ball into the stands. 15-yard penalty, they now get the ball at midfield. Or at the end of the game, when we didn't even consider the fact that they're going to take a safety, so we don't pressure the punter, and those valuable seconds are allowed to drip off the clock. These are things that concern me. My favorite one being the inability to spy the quarterback. There's many ways, Bobby, you spy a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You can do it with a magic call where you drop the nose into the low hole, which is essentially the lower part of the middle of the field. You can do it with a linebacker. You could do it with a zone blitz scheme. There's many ways. Now, you listen to the post game. Well, the guy we like to do that, what was hurt? You're Penn State. You're playing a team that lost to Northwestern the week before. They're 0-5. They just fired their coach. Are you kidding me? We got one guy that can do that? I got it. That's a tough sell. Again, perception. That's a tough sell for me. And then the last one being, we had to go across the country and we had some injuries. You're Penn State. Your seconds and thirds should be better than their first. Mm-hmm. And they just came with enthusiasm. They said, we have nothing to lose with the onside kick. They came to play hard. The quarterback had his day in the sun. And the truth of the matter is, we seemed once again not ready to play. And now it cost you. Because you know something, Bobby? With the current makeup of the playoff schedule and given the lack of toughness in the schedule, other than Ohio State and Indiana, there's nothing left. I don't know if we could make it back to the playoffs.
Yeah,
I would rather the top 25. I really, same deal with Notre Dame. You know, that's the argument with Notre Dame. You play this easy schedule. Well, if you make one mistake, you're going to find yourself out of the playoff race. So that's something short of beating Ohio State in Ohio State. I don't know how we get back in the playoff hunt. So it's like I said, there's a lot to think about. There's many, many interesting narratives that go along with this game, but let's be honest. The truth of the matter is, it's unforgivable.
Yeah.
That's one you cannot lose. You just can't go out there, Bobby, and lose that football game to that football.
Do you sense Chet Parlavecchio that Franklin's job is in under threat?
Well, listen. I've been fired. I mean, heck, you know, we're with Tennessee, we get fired. That's part of the business.
Yeah.
I will say this. When you add the fact of the record against established football teams, which we know is a disaster, but now you're losing to teams that you never should lose to, there has to be accountability. I mean, I don't know how much do you get away with. You know what I mean? Okay, we can't beat top 10 teams. We barely beat a top 25 team once in a while. But now we're bringing that to another level. Now we're struggling with teams that literally fired their coach 5 weeks ago.
Does he have to fire critical coaches, whether it's offensive or defensive coordinator? Does he have to do something? He's got to do something, right?
I've been hearing how innovative they are on offense. How innovative. You have arguably the best 1-2 running back tandem in college football. They rushed for 80 yards this week combined.
Yeah.
You think that's a problem? What do you think? The development of Drew Aller. Let's be honest, Bobby. It's 4 years into his career. This kid might go on to be a great pro. He's a big kid. He's got all the measurables that you look for in the NFL game. All that being said, has he really developed, Bobby, where you see him controlling the game like Carson Beck does down in Miami? No, I haven't seen that. He seems to pick it up in the fourth quarter when he starts using his legs. Now, I don't know if that's design fault. I don't know what fault that is. But the development of Drew Aller 4 years later, it might even be 5 years. I don't know. To use his red shirt, it might be 5 years. This kid to me is the same quarterback he was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
he's good. He's solid. But again, these are two games now. It took you three quarters to start playing football. There's something wrong there. There's obviously something wrong there. It's got to be, you know, you need an evaluation process to really take a look at this thing. Again, I'm not jumping on somebody. I'm saying what I see.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying these are the facts of what's going on. And at Penn State, let's be honest, it should be a place where that's not tolerated for very long. Again, we're losing to a team that just a week before got beat by Northwestern, mm-hmm. scored 5 points, 10 points. So you know, like I said, that's something for down the line, you know what I mean? But it's something obviously that has to be watched. And, you know, you hope they gather themselves and they put it together and they do what they have to do. But like I said, this right now is bottoming out. And, you know, there's a reason for concern.
Let's head right to the NFL because time is short. Obviously, the Eagles game being the premier shocker.
Well, you know something, Bobby? Is it really a shocker?
Uh-huh.
Your inability to run the football. You haven't run the football. Now he has 250 yards rushing in 5 weeks, in 6 weeks. You know what I mean? You know, their inability to run the football. You know, you just don't have, you know, Saquon can't get going. Their inability to pressure the quarterback. We can make an argument they could have lost two other games earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And it's finally caught up with them. You can't play this close to the edge every week and walk away with it in the NFL. I mean, hold it. There's a few teams you could bring that, you know, that same question to. So, no, as far as Philadelphia, they've got to gather themselves now. You got a big one on a quick turnaround on Thursday in New York, which is a rivalry game. We both know they don't like each other. They both right now, I mean, you know, Philly's not playing well, and the Giants, hey, you know, we'll get into that in a second. But, you know, you talk about, they yesterday the rookiness caught up with them. You had four turnovers, all four by rookies. You had all the turnovers, all by rookies. The rookiness caught up with them, and that's okay. They're tough kids. They're good. You know, hey, listen, Dart's going to be good. You know what I mean? I think Scadaboo's going to be good. The young receiver's going to be good. They're young. They make mistakes, and they made some mistakes yesterday. The game at the NFL level, the speed of the game picks up, especially in the passing game. And like I said, these are all growing pains, and you eliminate Malik Nabers from the Giants, you're talking about very, very few weapons. Man, that's a tough thing to throw a young quarterback in. Not only is it my first start, not only am I playing the Eagles next week, but now I got no weapons. That makes things very, very tough. So, you know, the young kid will hang in there. I think Dart is the right way to go. He's a, you know, you could see he's in control of the game. The game's not bigger than him. He's just going to make a lot of mistakes. And,
Yeah. You
know, Giant fans are going to have to get that. Now the Jets, on the other hand.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you go with this. This, you know, my buddy's a season ticket holder for 50 years. I called him up. I said, how does it feel to know you're going to die and never see a Super Bowl? I mean,
let's hope he's not basing his life on that.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, he's been a 50 year season. He goes, you know something? It's coming to fruition. You're absolutely right. You know, like I said, I think the greatest line was most teams shoot themselves in the foot. The Jets shoot themselves in the head.
Without that extra padded helmet either.
Right. It's a tough situation there. So, but Bobby, real quick, to finish up the NFL report, to look around the league. I mean, how about Buffalo yesterday? But, you know, buying it, very similar to what Philadelphia's done. Buffalo hasn't played real crisp as of late. And New England, he's doing a great job, Vrabel, in New England. You look at certain jobs, and you've got to give a shout-out to the 49ers. All those injuries, he finds a way to go to the Rams and beat them. You've got to love Baker Mayfield. You talk about a winner, a guy that all he's guilty of is being tough as nails and winning. Those guys will run through fire for him. Great win in Seattle. And you got to wonder about the Baltimore Ravens. You know, what's going on there? 1-4, nobody saw this coming. You don't want to fall out of it too early. So that's really, and the last two things, Sam Darnold and my boy in Indianapolis, Daniel Jones, New York must be dying three times over with the performance of those two guys.
I know.
And that's the wrap up, my friend.
Hey,
my
friend John Perillo, who does the 10:05 with different topics, he's pointing out as a Navy man, Navy's 5-0 in college.
That was a great game with Air Force. That was a great game. Bobby, you love those guys because for some reason, you look at the three academies, they just play because they love to play. And those games mean more to those guys at Army, Navy, and Air Force. That they mean so much to those kids. It's great to see the passion that those teams come out to play and try to win that trophy. The Commander's Trophy, where they win that. That is an awesome thing in college football. That's, to me, what makes college football great is the passion, the legitimacy of it. No one's doing it for money. Most of these guys will never play again, and it's their last moment to share, you know, the great win with their teammates. That's awesome.
Amen. Well, Chester, thank you, my friend. It'll all start or continue to build both college and football as go forth. We're off next Monday, so because I'm going to be out of town, but we'll get you back 2 weeks from today, and there'll be a lot of analysis you'll have to make at that point.
Yeah, but hey, there might be a lot of people that are out of work. You never know.
There may be some sea changes. You're right.
Right. It's a tough business. You know what I mean? Hey, this might be all over the place, guys out of work. Hey, listen, real quick, before you go, I want to give a shout-out to my son and the New Providence Pioneers. They're 6-0, Bobby. They're number one in their division, and they won their league championship. So I want to give the Pioneers at New Providence, New Jersey,
He's a future Jersey Hall of Famer like Dad.
Let me tell you something. He's good. He's better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Better than me. He's, you know why? They like him. They like me. He's likable.
Well, this generation, they have to.
Yeah, and Bobby, you ain't kidding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a different time. Yeah, it's a different time. We'll I get into that one day.
I didn't like one football coach I had.
Right. No, like I used to say, in my day, what was discipline is now harassment. And that's how I knew it was time to go. You know what I mean? You know.
You're right.
It's a different time.
Our man, Chet Parlavecchio. Thank you, Chet. Love it.
Take care, pal.
We'll talk to him in a couple of weeks. Always enjoyable. Chet Parlavecchio. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Well, you heard it. The Brett Kavanaugh fight. 50-48 vote this date. 2018, he was confirmed. He's been a solid judge. And Journey released their hit, Don't Stop Believing, this date. 1981, Murph tells us. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Let's try to get to the phones here. Bill from Pittston. How are you, Bill? Thank you for your patience, my friend.
Hey, no problem. I was listening to the show.
You can listen on hold. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this country is going to collapse without the moral compass of religion. And I want to back up your guest host's comments. He's very good. I like listening to him. I think he's spot on. Now, two things, if you can compare. Blue sky versus X. Blue sky and then the moral compass, and even the polls right now with the Z generation. 50% say violence is okay to use.
Yeah.
Completely not even close to what Christians teach and believe and any basic religion. Blue sky advocates the assassination of the transgender people are kicking J.K. Rowling. She's next. Trump, Elon, you know, and it just goes to show how bankrupt this country would be without religion. So, and then my other point is about the Pope and his hypocritical stance on immigration. I understand theologically he's calling the immigrants not illegal aliens, but we have to deal with these people that are murdering and raping children and causing havoc.
And you know what, so Bill, my issue with it is that now under a second successive pope, they're talking for mass migration, which has caused incredible cultural, criminal, and poverty problems, caused them. Instead of simply saying, take care of people where they are, and if not even offering that as an alternative, just offering illegality. It's crazy. It's so disappointing, I can't even describe it.
Well, England's gone. You have to reproduce so many people to sustain your people. And the Muslims are reproducing at eight children a family as opposed to like 1.7 in the England. And even John Cleese is going, England's not England anymore. And that's part of the plan. But the thing is with the Pope, but let's look at St. Francis. St. Francis was a rich guy. We all know the story. He gave up everything he had, even his clothing, because he was so sincere about his faith. It's called a theology of the cross. He really believed it. He not only talked the talk, he walked the walk. This Pope talks the talk, doesn't walk the walk. If he was serious, then, I said this before, then let the church survive on what it can attain week by week. Sell, get rid of the money, get rid of the lands, and let the Pope invite all the immigrants that are overrunning Europe into the Vatican and room with him for a while. Mm-hmm. If he's sincere, St. Francis put his money where his mouth is. This current Pope, I had hoped and prayed, but I could see the handwriting on the wall, and I'm not impressed.
Disappointing, I know. I can't disagree with you. Bill, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. We have to hear from our sponsors, and we love them, so that's why we want to hear from them as well. We're going to come back with a Veterans Tribute. Jake will have the weather, and then more phone calls as we roll on. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Outside the American Legion in Bloomsburg, there's a stone, and etched in that stone, it says, "What is a veteran?" I'll add a little bit to it, but it says a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, reserve, wartime, or peacetime, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And we're paying tribute to two veterans this hour. Thanks to John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Veterans we lost, but celebrate today. William Bill Schultz. He hosted a telethon with Jerry Lewis in 2006. Bill Schultz, a man who was known for lending a hand to anyone in need, went home to his Lord September 23rd this year. Born in Catawissa, he honorably served us in the United States Marine Corps, then dedicated more than 35 years to the United States Postal Service prior to retirement in 1993. Bill was a member of Zion Lutheran Church, Harrisburg, an active part of the Masonic community. He was a member of the Harrisburg Snyder Lodge, free and accepted Masons, and Tall Cedars of Lebanon, where he held the offices of Grand Tall Cedar and Supreme Grand Tall Cedar. During that time, he hosted the annual Muscular Dystrophy Telethon with Jerry Lewis in 2006. He was greatly loved and will be deeply missed. Survived by his devoted wife of 66 years, Janet, his daughter, his grandchildren, and many, many other family members. Bill Schultz. Howard Bud Martz, electrician at Wise Potato Chip for 62 years. He was 90 when we lost him September 27th. He was from Mifflinville, born in Berwick, graduated from Berwick High School, 1955. His commitment to his country was evident when he served in the U.S. Army 1958 to 1964. His work ethic shone brightly throughout his career at Wise Potato Chip. 62 years there. Active member of his community. He was, his faith was central to his life. Member of the Shiloh Bible Church, Bloomsburg. He was a member of the American Legion, the Espy Fire Company. And he worked at the Bloomsburg Fair for 30 years. Enjoyed the outdoors, hunter, history, war buff. The 63 years of marriage were filled with mutual support, laughter, and unwavering companionship. Survived by a number of family members, Howard Bud Martz. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems, Jessup. Yeah, we're back, and thank you, Gerard. Thank you, Frank. Frank's at a bar stool in Noumea, New Caledonia. And it is 2:45 in the morning there. And he's singing his saloon song. And thank you, Frank, for all of that. And, of course, thank you to our man, Gerard Mayer. We love him. Yeah, let's see if we can sneak in Judy Zabel from the Eagle Forum. Judy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We only have a minute, but fire away, my dear.
Okay, October 26th. That's a Sunday. From 1 until 4 at Montdale Country Club, we're having our first annual luncheon. Everybody is invited. Our speaker will be Commissioner from Montgomery County, Thomas DiBello. He will be speaking on human trafficking in Northeast Pennsylvania.
What an important subject.
And special music will be by my grandson, Joshua Campbell, on his trombone.
Nice.
And the tickets are $40 a piece. And you can contact my email. That is J-K, Z as in zebra, F as in father, A-Z, at gmail.com.
Well, you make sure you make sure you get in touch with us a couple more times just to remind people of this, okay?
I need an RSVP by the 15th.
All right. So get with me before that, although I'll be gone Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So get with me on Thursday. Thank you, my dear. Okay. Judy Zabel.
Thanks, Bob.
Eagle Forum. We'll be back. This date, 1998, Murph tells us Aerosmith moving up the charts with their hit, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And we had to play it. It's Jake's wedding song. We had to. More than happy to. That's a really great song, it is. Hey, just to point out, there's a What a Week podcast, Northeast PA. And that is run by our friend Marky Denenbaum. And he's got Nikki Stone, who had a show on this station for years. And she is the featured guest, talking about her life and everything she's up to. It's always a great podcast, by the way. It's the What a Week podcast, NEPA. What a Week podcast, NEPA. Marky Denenbaum. Always deep, always probing, always fascinating. Absolutely love it. So Nikki Stone adds even more luster to all of that. Yeah, guys, as we get close to the end of the program, one of our great listeners texts in, Bob, the person who texted you and said you preach hate every day is 100% wrong. I know. I mean, if you can't call out the truth, if you can't call out fact, if you can't tell people this is what reality tells us and what reality is, there's no point. And I really don't understand. Remember, there's these people, there's always the kids who will build the train set. And then there's the kids who take great joy in destroying it and wrecking the train. That's who the left is. That's who today's Democrat Party leadership is. They want to wreck the train. It's no different than young kids and older people. Some are builders. Some create. Some leave something behind. Others are destroyers. That's all they know. And they will literally kill to get in a position to destroy. And that's this country. We've got to defend against them. And they own the Democrat Party right now. Scary. Never seen it before. By the way, we're going to finish the program with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. This date, 1969, they released their hit, And When I Die. And I love the song. Cabinet Guy says, Miss Nikki. Somebody else, bye-bye, Miss Nikki Stone radio show. Chuck from Carbondale. So she's still alive and kicking. You go to What a Week podcast, NEPA. And I'd suggest you do it every week. It's really good stuff. It's one of the few that I will regularly watch. So, in any event, we want to thank the families of the great veterans we honored today, men we lost this year, but celebrated today thanks to John Basiliga and just a great company, Eastern Roofing Systems. And they are Guy Musto, Scranton, Patrick Skip Race, Carbondale, John Balliette, New Angola, James Vinciguerra, passed away at the Gino Murley Center. He was a West Sider. Howard Bud Martz, Mifflinville. And finally, Bill Schultz, West Hanover Township. Our great veterans. Man, the reason I do the show, it really is. I just love that part of it. Politics drives me nuts, frankly. Doesn't it drive you nuts that people are so insane? Look at the mayor of Chicago calling for ice-free zones in his city. So what are you saying? You're saying that illegal aliens can be here and ICE can't come in, or they won't be supported by police? And attacks on ICE agents can occur in these zones? These people are sick. They're insane. Please don't give them credit for anything. And don't give them credit for good intentions either, by the way. These are the same people who don't care about the citizens. This clown, along with Pritzker, they don't care what happens to the citizens of Chicago. And no one, here's this ass, Pritzker, talking about protecting the citizens because the ICE is after brown people. As black people are being shot 30 and 40 a weekend in Chicago, and he won't lift a fat finger to do anything about it. What a disgrace. Yeah, there's truth, guys. By the way, Cabinet Guy says he used the same song for his wedding, Jake, and he says he got married on the same day as you. How about that? Serendipity. All right, guys. My Bacardo Jewelers watch. Well, it's not a Raymond Weil. It's not a Breitling. It's not an Oris. It's not a Longines. It's not a Michelle. It's not a Shinola. It's not a Luminox. It's not a Swiss Army watch. It's not a Seiko watch. It's not a Tory Burch watch. It's not a Victorinox watch. It's not a Bulova watch. It's a Bacardo's watch. And it tells me it's 12 o'clock and change, which means it's time for Sue Henry to shuffle on in here. Rob O'Donnell after that. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning, guys. Have a great afternoon. But for now, we're going to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Adios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.